It's Bucky and Aaron.
He said, now, Bucky, you can buy two bags. They're $4, right? He goes, well, you can buy two for $8, or we got a really good deal. We've got five for $20. And I'm like,
are you on Team Girl Scout, Chad?
But when he said,
Monkey Hastings?
Well, yeah, you can buy five boxes for $20. I'm like, oh, it feels like I'm getting one for free or two. Wait a minute, they're $4 a piece.
He's got you.
What a clown that was. I got clowned on that deal.
Didn't you just say it was your math that kept you out of North Carolina back in the day? All right, a lot of buck-offs today. I got to tell you, there's been some buck-ons. Buck on to David Pierce, head baseball coach at Texas, for a nice visit last hour, talking about his 3-1 Longhorns and opening up their home schedule this weekend. Buck on to Wayne Miller, the leader of our Horn Bash barbecue cook-off, which is bigger and better than ever this year, year two. We'll get you more details on that coming up. Also, buck-ons to, some other things, but mostly buck-offs today. We got buck-off for Nike and the shoe that screwed up the Duke North Carolina game last night. Zion Williamson gets hurt. President was mad, or former president. He didn't like that.
Buck off to Le'Veon Bell getting it.
Le'Veon Bell, free agent. Nice quoting MLK.
Free at last.
Like some kind of oppressed person or something.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to put the franchise tag on him and pay him $15 million guaranteed.
Free at last. You're a dumbass for giving up $14 million.
Whoever didn't turn in the paperwork over at Coda is a buck off.
I'm getting bucked off. My thoughts on Alabama, what was it, 19?
Well, I have to buck you on here in a minute, or I have to buck myself off. Also, buck offs for Colin Kaepernick. People still mad at him for settling with the NFL.
Let's not be mad at each other so much. Let's be happy with each other.
I don't know, man. How about this? Are you happy or sad for this? You know, Ricky Williams is a part of Celebrity Big Brother. The winner of that show, Ricky, did not win.
No.
Tamar Braxton?
Yeah.
She's now signed on to be a part of a show called Bold and the Beautiful.
Oh, geez.
She's parlayed into a soap opera role. Bold and the Beautiful. Buck on to her. Way to go. But buck off to me. Earlier this morning, you said something about it might be snowing in Las Vegas, and I kind of snickered at you saying, come on, that's the desert. It's not snowing in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Well, I have to apologize. Because it is actually snowing in Las Vegas. Like, it's actually snowing in Las Vegas.
Where's my farmer's almanac? Let me kiss that thing again.
Why do I doubt you on things pertaining to weather?
Weather. I don't understand. BK sat in there all morning. Bucky, it's not going to freeze again. It's almost March. We're going to have another freeze before it's all said and done. Okay?
Yeah, snowing for the second time in Vegas. The hell's going on?
My buddy sent me a picture, and we talked about it, and I said, you may get some snow. He showed me a picture of his car this morning.
In Vegas?
No, it's not going to snow. It's not going to snow. He said, it's not. Oh.
Vegas.
Here's a picture of my car. Snow.
There's that crappy Pyramid Hotel I stayed in. It's got snow all over it. That place.
Luxor?
That place is a dump.
Is that the Luxor?
I hate that hotel.
The worst place I stayed in there was the Circus.
Man.
Circus Wags?
No, you need to go to the Luxor because that carpet is still when Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. used to walk through there. And the smell
of
puke.
At the Luxor. Sammy Davis Jr. never went to the Luxor, the Pyramid.
You know where he hung out?
Where?
The Tropicana.
Oh, yeah, of course. You guys built that place.
That place.
And along with the
that
mob.
That place smelled so bad. And there was no windows in the Luxor.
Well, there are windows, but they're angled. So you get in a room, and it's like being in a teepee. And when it's 150 degrees in the summer, it's
so
like the
hot.
Sun just beats into your room, and you can't keep... That's where I ended up at the gay pool party, too.
That's true.
Anything wrong with that, but no. I ended up hanging out at the gay pool party. That was a dang coaching mistake.
Nothing's wrong until you get into that swimsuit.
I did not. That I did not. I did not get into the pool.
Look at that.
Oh, it's like snowing in Vegas.
Wow. Out in the desert, it's everywhere.
Pigs are going to fly soon.
Well, I've been called a no good... I've been called a no.
Wags, you might hear saying you went to a gay pool party.
He was getting ready to take a flight.
Listen. Do I have to tell this story again?
Yeah, of course.
I'd been in Vegas with my friend, the late, great Sean Adams. We were there for, I think it was a UFC event or something that they sent us out there for. It was July. They put us up in the lovely Luxor. So we had a good time. But so it's Sunday, right? And I'm flying out. But the flight is not till like 6 o'clock at night.
And they kick you out of your room.
Room, I'm out by 11. What am I going to do all day? I'm out of money. I've gambled my life away. I hardly have enough money for a single Bud Light at this point. So what am I doing? I'm trying to rub nickels together. So I'm like, okay, I've got some work to do for the station. I go out, sit by the pool, wait till the flight time, and that'll be a good place to be. I don't want to sit in this like stinking casino because I don't have any money to gamble, and I don't want to watch sports, and I don't have any money to buy a Bud Light.
Yep.
So I went out to the pool, and I look up after being out there for a couple hours, and it's a bunch of gay dudes.
Yeah, it's the FBB. It's Fun Buns and Boys on Sunday.
Well, I'm just sitting there under this. There was one one area of trees so I could get some shade in the desert in July, and look around. And I'll be honest. I was thinking, there'll be some pretty girls hanging out there. I can at least look around a little bit and at least get some nice scenery
fun
while I'm there.
Fun buns and fun buns and boys. That's what it was. Well, it's like me in the poop deck.
It was a total coaching mistake. Sunday,
I made the same mistake except for I was laying on a towel with three other dudes.
It can happen.
On a blanket.
Here it is. They're still doing it. It's called Temptation Sunday.
Sure it is.
Things
happen, man. Things happen in Vegas.
So I should have cut. And next door to the Luxor.
Oh my God! Do not ever show that picture of those guys on the Swan ever again.
Which
or the
one,
Duck. You just show one just before.
Oh, this
with the fun buns. They're all the boys in the no, no, dude, no.
No, if you look up Temptation Vegas Gay, you can look up this website, VegasGayPoolParty.com. You probably don't want that on your server or your browser, but go ahead and put it on there. Nothing wrong with it.
Unless you're on that unicorn, there's nothing wrong with it.
That is a unicorn. That's a floating unicorn. And look, those guys are having a great time.
I don't like unicorns. Just don't like them.
It was a cool
pool.
I don't
like what they stand for.
Turns out I probably should have gone next door to the Mandalay Bay or something. I think I have a better pool party on Sundays. But I didn't have a card. I had to give up my card key. I couldn't get in.
Yeah, we have got to get to Vegas. Says Buggy won't be at Hornbash. That's Derby Saturday. Oh no, we'll be doing something about the Derby.
It says we'll have a big Derby pool going on.
Oh yeah, that's that. Yeah,
that is that day, May 5th. The Derby is that day.
Believe me, I will be down at Rotama getting everybody's picks for Friday.
And then you'll come back to Hornbash, and
I have
we'll
the
sit
tickets.
Around and watch it at
yes.
the at
will
Bucks
we have
backyard.
A lightsaber duel on May 4th.
No, we don't do that saber thing.
No, May 4th is Saturday. That is the Kentucky Derby. So you'll have your picks in. We'll all gather around the fastest 2 minutes in sports and
love it.
Get this thing done. Figure out if you come home with a big bet, you buy everybody a round of drinks, even though you won't have one.
And I've been bucked off a lot today and some very angry Horn fans at me because, the game that they lost to, I coached there. I love the University of Texas. More so than I talk about Boston College, not only because I've been here for going on 27 years, but I love that university. I think it's the best. But you can't keep trying to give yourself a national championship.
They're basically trying to. One guy finally
just said to me, one guy came on a text and said, you know what, Bucky, we would have won that game. You can't say we would have won that game.
But as BK said accurately, you could at least validate the opinion. You could at least say, you know what, there's a good chance, or at least a chance, but in the end of the day, better team won the game. That's all you got to say. But they were the better team that day because the best player on the one team got hurt, was injured.
You're trying. You're trying to make it better. You're trying to ease it up.
I'm trying to be fair. I'm trying to be the voice of reason over here, for crying out loud.
But here's what I do at the end of games. I look at scoreboards, and I look at rings, and I look at championships. And that's to take nothing away from the University of Texas. But they also did give up a lot of rushing yards to two dudes.
Who won the NFC championship game this year? The Rams?
Yeah, but what?
Is it fair for Saints fans to say if the referee had gotten the call right, we would have been playing in the Super Bowl? But the scoreboard said we're the champions.
Wait a minute. First of all, have they gotten over that?
No.
And
they'll never get over that.
The state of Louisiana can't get over that?
The state of
it's
Saints
done.
Nation. Who dat nation will never be over.
Who dat nation, it's over with.
Who dat got screwed.
You're a part of history now.
But, okay, so there are a lot of variables to go into every game, every competition, and it's not unfair because this all stems from the Zion Williamson injury last night, which
yes.
we asked about a game that was that deflating that everybody was so excited to see, and within a minute of the game, it was, who cares? And people mentioned immediately the 2009, really it was the 2010 National Championship game to culminate the 2009 season, Texas and Alabama, when Colt McCoy was injured on the first series. And Texas fans, to their core, still believe that if Colt played that entire game, the Longhorns would have won. I believe that is a fair, unprovable stance to take.
But don't say they would have
you
won. They would have had a better chance of winning that football game.
Well, no. Listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
Texas fans believe to their core that Texas would have won the game.
Correct.
If Colt had played the entire game. I believe that is a fair stance and a defendable stance. You act like that's not even fair and defendable.
I haven't said that. See,
yeah,
now you're twisting it again.
Yeah.
You're twisting it. That's how the Longhorn fans have been doing to me all morning long. They're twisting it like I said they had no chance in winning that game because Alabama actually won that game. That's not what I'm saying.
The game was a three-point game into the fourth quarter.
Correct.
With a freshman quarterback who turned the ball over four
times. So they were still in it.
With a freshman quarterback who turned the ball over four times.
They still had a chance to win it.
And so if Colt had not gotten injured, it's not a fair assessment or leap to take that they very well would have won the game. Just like the paralyzed.
I can't say they very well would have won.
I think they would have won the game. Yes.
You and Mac Brown, his entire staff.
Mac Brown and I.
Coaches don't go back and say, we would have won. They don't go back.
Ask Mac Brown.
Well, okay. Coaches won't go back and say, we would have won the game.
They knew the game plan they had installed. They knew how well Colt had executed it. They knew how bad the Alabama secondary was.
I didn't tell them to go the hitch and pitch or whatever the hell that call was. I didn't tell them to do the pooper scooper. Okay, somebody called it on Mac Brown's staff. Who called pooper scooper near the end zone?
That was at the end of that. No, that. Oh, the Colt McCoy run play that they've run all year? That they had run all season? Well, like that was the first time they ran Colt McCoy. He ran a lot that year, for crying out loud. He happened to get hit by Marcel Darius.
He got destroyed in that game.
Well, he got hit hard by a big NFL
player.
He just
felt funny on his shoulder, that's all.
You can debate whether they should have called the run play, but it wasn't like a play that they hadn't used throughout the course of their season, especially inside the scoring zone. But either way.
People have humiliated me this morning. I've been called a no-good liberal rat and everything else this morning because of that.
You're touching a nerve, my friend.
That does touch a nerve.
And I would just put it again, the parallel, just because. And I'm not comparing Colt McCoy to Tom Brady.
No.
But at their level of play at the time and how important they were to their football team, Colt McCoy was the Tom Brady of the Longhorns at that point in 2009. He's not Colt McCoy, but in a championship experience and a championship game, Colt McCoy was as important to Texas winning that game as Tom Brady would have been to winning a Super Bowl. And if you had taken Tom Brady out of the Rams game just recently in the first series and put Brian Hoyer in the game, I don't think the Patriots win the game. Actually, I'm almost certain they don't.
But you're not quite sure.
I'm almost certain.
You sound like a Longhorn. So you're almost there because Longhorn fans are, we're quite sure that game would have been a different game. But you're really not. You don't know that.
Hey,
you don't know what could have happened.
You didn't hear me. It's an unprovable opinion.
You did say that in the beginning.
It's an unprovable opinion, but it's not an unfair opinion to have. You can back that up with strong evidence.
But you should be leaning more towards what I'm saying because the game was won by Alabama.
Who likes Alabama anyhow?
See, that's what I mean. It's not. It's only because of likes. You're right. Exactly. That's what it's about.
Oh, man. How about this?
And am I catching hell for that?
Well, yeah.
And
a lot of people will back you on that, too, especially the ones that do not like the Longhorns. That is true. Guys, deserts get extremely cold at night. People freeze to death. Ask Wags. Oh, I'm sorry. I understand.
It is cold in the desert, yes.
I just don't remember snow, but this guy says I lived in Vegas for 5 years. It snowed once a year or so. Had no clue. But, it is. Vegas is near the mountains. It's near.
It's freezing at night
there. Yeah, it's cold at night. I guess you're. I'm thinking Phoenix. It doesn't snow in Phoenix, does it?
I don't think so.
We don't get snow in Phoenix. Maybe. I don't know. You can correct me.
If
I'm not a weather guy.
Mojave,
here comes another one.
Bear. You can see snow on the
Here's one. Buck is delusional. It would have been a blowout. Texas. I mean, it goes from one to the next. I mean, it goes everywhere when you do this.
This says go back to Buck, Buck. Go back to bed, Buck. You're old and wrong.
See? But don't be mean. There's no reason to be mean and call me a liberal no good. Be nice.
You know you're listening to a person who shot an 81 yesterday.
Yeah, I don't care what you people think. I slammed 81 down. I'm good to go. Sticks and stones may break my... You can call me. Names don't really bother me. I'm used to that. I can do that. But just be real with yourselves. Be real.
Hey, listen.
Here's another one. Was not a Longhorn fan at the time, but Texas would have won.
Oh, see?
Bama could not stop them.
Yeah, well, and in that game, Greg McElroy, the quarterback of Alabama, was a robust 6-for-11 for 58 yards throwing.
Well, how the hell did they even win the game, Alabama?
Because they had two running backs go over 100 yards on the ground and gashed Texas over and over again. And Garrett Gilbert turned the ball over four times. Four times, including the play you're talking about. The shovel pass that got intercepted
for the
touchdown.
What the hell called that?
Greg Davis shouldn't have called it. Dang coaching mistake, just like me with the gay pool party. Sorry. Hey, before we continue this conversation and tell you about the Hornbash Barbecue Cook-Off, Bucky, the guy at Coda that didn't get the paperwork in on time that could cost them $25 million,
yeah.
He might need to get on LinkedIn.
For sure. The right hire is a perfect game plan to set your team up for success, for sure, especially when it comes to business. It's time to post your job with Smart Potential team members. Go every day to make connections and grow in their careers and discover job opportunities. Folks, that is definitely LinkedIn. Most LinkedIn members aren't checking job boards regularly, but 9 out of 10 of those members right now are interested in new opportunities. Most of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn right now. They're part of the team. Posting there is the best way to get the momentum in your favor, getting your job opportunities in front of more of the right people with the right skills and backgrounds to win, and I mean win every day. No wonder a new hire is made every 8 seconds with LinkedIn. Now your opportunity is now to get to the championship. Go to LinkedIn.com/Horn. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/Horn. Terms and conditions do apply.
Says, guys, Garrett Gilbert, correction, had 5 turnovers, 4 interceptions, and a fumble. This says, I was at the game. This might be the ender here. Shut it down, Wags. I was at the game. Bama fan said, thank God we knocked out Colt. He would have beat us. See, now it's third-hand account.
Shut it down!
Third-hand of account of a Roll Tide fan.
Roll Tide.
And remember, that wasn't the Roll Tide. That was Nick Saban's, one of his early teams. That was 2009. They were not this juggernaut. They were getting there.
They were not the machine.
Now they're the machine. All right, the other machine that is growing is Horn Bash. We're excited. You know, Horn Bash year one was a lot of fun. We learned a lot in our first incursion into our Horn Ultimate Listener Party, Listener Appreciation Party, where we love all our listeners, want to get together with you once a year and have a heck of a good time. So in year two, it gets bigger and better. Horn Bash 2019, as we've been telling you all month, is set for May 4th. Saturday, May 4th, back at Buck's Backyard in Buda. And this morning, we've announced that we're open for business for the barbecue cook-off. To get signed up to be a part of our barbecue cook-off, the reason we think it's a very cool event is that it's non-sanctioned. And so it's just for you guys, the guy, the Joe Smoker in the backyard that's smoking the meats and thinks you do a pretty good job of it. And you and your buddies, you know, do it for fun in the neighborhood. And you want to try against other like-minded smokers. And you bring them out. There'll be some pretty great competition. So 40 teams is all we can fit at our spot there at Buck's Backyard. 40 teams. We had 25 last year, so we're going to add 15 more because the demand was really high and everybody had a great time. Wayne Miller is going to be back to be the, of course, Wayne is a third generation owner and pit master there at Louis Miller Barbecue in Taylor. He's going to help us spearhead this thing as the leader. We're going to have 10 great judges who will be from the barbecue industry. There will be names you know. People who cook barbecue themselves professionally and know barbecue. So your meats will be judged by some of the best in Central Texas and all of Texas and some of them all the world. You're going to be judged on your brisket, on your ribs, and on your chicken. And we'll have a winner for all three categories. We'll also have a winner for the all-around that does the best job as far as the numbers go. It's going to be a lot of fun. So be a part of this. It's just a part of Horn Bash, but it's a big part because it's, you know, everybody's going to get to sample, and there'll be 40 teams, and listeners who come out that aren't part of the team will be able to sample the food and meet all the pitmasters and walk around. It's going to be so much fun. We'll have live music all day at Horn Bash. We'll have activations and washer tournaments and washer pitching tournaments. Golf activations. We're going to do a big long drive thing, it looks like, a putting contest, also vendor booths. And our partners for the event this year, in addition to Buck's Backyard and our friends at Reliable Automotive, who will again be the title sponsor there in Buda, and Kyle and San Marcos, the NFL alumni. This is a cool addition for this year. We're going to have the NFL alumni group, who we work with so closely on so many events. The benefit, they're going to be our big beneficiary charity-wise for this event. And they're children's charities, Buck. You've worked with NFL alumni for a long time. They do a great job with the children's charities.
They're the best here. They're number one in the NFL.
So it's going to raise a lot of money for that great cause to help kids in Central Texas. But that means there'll be a ton of NFL alumni guys out there from all generations. Just recently retired NFL players, some Longhorns included, of course, some older retired guys. So they'll be out there eating the barbecue and hanging out with you. We're going to have autograph areas. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So your marching orders, if you want to be in a barbecue team and have a barbecue team, go to hornbash.com. A simple website we've set up this year, hornbash.com. You'll get all the details, how to register and get yourself signed up for the barbecue cook-off, non-sanctioned. And then it has all the rules, everything that is required to be a part of it. But if you're not going to be a part of the barbecue cook-off, mark your calendar, May 4th. Do not plan anything else. Nothing else will be as fun as that on that day. So make your plan. It'll go from about noon to about 9 o'clock on Saturday, May 4th, with all the food, all the fun, all the music. Bucky is not going to bring his wife.
No.
But I was told by the people behind the scenes here that we may do something for you and I to celebrate our 20th anniversary on air.
Cool.
You and I first started doing this show together, or a show together, not this current show, but a show, in 1999.
And I was conservative then.
You were a conservative, angry, drunk black man then.
It was totally different, yes.
Now you're a sober, old,
socialist,
grumpy,
liberal pig.
Liberal Bernie Sanders.
Trench coat wearing. Well, I was going to say Jim Boeheim, but he's not having a good day today, which is really.
But yes, we'll have some fun with that at Horn Bash because it is our 20th year. It's kind of semantics because we took 4 years apart doing other things, but it was 20 years ago that we began working together. So we're going to celebrate that, among other things. And I got to mention this because we got to get to the timeout. One of the other activations, in addition to all the fun, we're going to do something that you folks need to be a part of. We're going to have something we're calling Sportscaster Disaster, and it's going to be your chance. You know, we're going to have our setup there. You're going to be able to put on the headsets, and you and a buddy or you by yourself are going to get 10, 15 minutes to do a sports show and show your stuff and see how good you are and just try it out. Have a blast. It might be great. We might find the next Brad Kellner or Bucky Godbolt.
Or Wags.
Or we might find the next, you know, Sergio Dipp or, you know, who's the – boom goes the dynamite. You
and
never
then,
know what we might
Then can
wind
I
up.
Text in and say things to you like –
No, it won't be on air, by the way. The sports
can we do that? No, let's do that.
No.
Come on.
Having the time of his life.
No, we will not be putting that on
air. Can we put
it
on that streaming thing?
Now, we're
going
to record it all, and you'll be able to go home with your little MP3 and be able to listen to yourself.
And maybe we could play it back on air.
Oh, you ever see the beginning of American Idol?
Oh, yeah. And then I can text in and say things like, oh, you must just be making this whole Alabama thing up because you have nothing to say. Then I can text in to you about your 15 minutes of fame on the air.
Oh, I can't wait to hear these. The Sportscaster Disaster. Or maybe great. Maybe great. Maybe we find
Tell
someone
you how
to,
you suck.
Maybe we find somebody to finally replace
it's only
the
a segment.
I bet
there's some pretty good ones out there.
But you only get 10 or 15 because we're going to be doing this all day.
We let can't people go longer than 15 minutes.
No, that would be way too
Can we have a gong like the gong show?
Well, we're going to be running around. The people are going to be able to kind of do it on their own. We're going to have all kinds.
So somebody... Is it like a contest or anything? Like the move?
No, just fun.
Just for fun. We may find a way to award a winner, but that's going to be a challenge because that's arbitrary.
Yeah.
And what are we, the Olympics where we judge things like that? We judge barbecue on this. But,
sure.
That's barbecue. I mean, come on.
Just the chicken.
Just the chicken. But
That's a really cool idea, man. That's a great initiative.
Thank you. Sportscaster Disaster. We want to have a lot of fun. It's a listener appreciation day. We just want everybody to come out and have a good time. Something for everybody. And as Bucky mentioned, it is the day of the Kentucky Derby. So
yep.
We'll have some fun with that. And it's just going to be a hell of a good time, I promise you. And so, point being, hornbash.com. Go get signed up for the barbecue cook-off while availability is there. We only have room for 40 teams on the big yard out there at Buck's Backyard. And what was I going to say? You said something about the Sportscaster Disaster. But we may finally find someone that can replace the bitter Trey Elling.
No. No.
Maybe there is somebody out there that, you know, because he is kind of bitter.
He's young.
Trey's almost 40 years old.
Yeah, just almost 40 years old. He's got 20 more years to become really bitter.
This guy says, how do we sign up for passes to Hornbass? Let me just say this. It's not till May 4th. The details will be coming out. We're announcing barbecue cook-off today. We'll announce live music coming up. But I will say this. This is a free event to get in. The entry is free. But you have to have a pass because we need to have some way of knowing how many folks have passes and what the crowd's going to look like ahead of schedule. But the passes will be made very, very easy for you to get. How about that? And they won't cost you anything. But just so you know, so people are already texting and tweeting and saying, how do I get passes? We will let you know. We'll make it very easy, but you got to have one to be able to come. So just be listening and lock it in here all day, every day on the Horn so you can be a part of Horn Bash 2019, the Horn Listener Appreciation Party. It's B&E on the Horn. We'll come back.
B&E.
A lot of buck offs today. So many, so little time. Yeah, we have about 36 minutes to get more buck offs and buck ons in. Zion Williamson in the Duke game last night. It's a shame for North Carolina because they went in and got a big road win. The Zion injury became the focus, but Carolina with a huge road. Remember, Texas beat North Carolina. Don't forget that. Longhorns beat the Tar Heels.
Well, everything that happened last night in college basketball helps the Horns. There were teams all over the place that got beat.
Oh, this the Longhorns.
The Syracuse game.
Longhorns handled their business. They're going to make the tournament, and yeah. I didn't know that was going to be the case. But you know, their wins over North Carolina, their win over Kansas, the wins they've strung together. They've played much better since that Georgia game in the Big 12 SEC showdown. They've been more consistent and a tougher team. That we'll see if that can continue. The game they play at 11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday at Norman. They got to win that game.
Yeah, because Oklahoma's been playing lousy.
Oklahoma's 4-9 in the Big 12, and they've only won one game. I mean, Oklahoma lost to West Virginia. I mean, you can't lose to West Virginia. But Texas has to win that game. And the only reason they lose that game is they don't show up or they come in sloppy and complacent. If they come in and play, you know, their game like they have of late, they should beat Oklahoma.
Well, last night, Georgetown beats Villanova. Florida beats LSU. Syracuse beats Louisville. North Carolina beats Duke. Nevada lost last night. There's a lot of teams that lost in college basketball.
Yeah, Nevada went down.
Yeah,
that's a big loss and for them. And one of their few, San Diego State beat them. No, I mean, college basketball, I mean, it's that time of year. It's end of February. We're looking at March. And now we'll see. You know, Duke looks like the best team when healthy, but how soon can Zion Williamson get healthy? And as I say, you know, he's got a couple weeks to kind of sit there and think about it. People in his ear talking about, hey, why would you ever play again? Why would you ever lace him up without a paycheck again? And, Mike Krzyzewski's going to be fine. He'll come back with another group of players next year. And
this
team will have a chance to make a run. Don't put yourself at risk. Either way, we'll see. That was a scary, scary injury last night. Could have been a lot worse. And you got to think at least, I don't know if he's thinking it, but you got to think people around him are letting him know, hey, you know, we're only, what is
well,
it?
The people
only
that know
4 months
him,
to the draft.
The people that know him well are probably going, don't even bother. He'll be back out there in a couple weeks playing. And the other thing is, if they don't, does anybody blame him? I don't blame him for moving on.
I promise you, I would be surprised, but I would not be disappointed with him if he made that decision. I mean, come on.
For sure.
He would have been the first pick of last year's draft if there wasn't an age limit, and he never would have stepped foot on the campus.
That's right.
And that's just the way it works. I mean, come on. But we'll see. I hope to see him playing in March Madness, but at the same time, I understand his value and his future value.
And that breaking news about Jim Boeheim is really saddening on a lot of fronts right there.
Yeah, the story that just broke this morning that after their game last night in Syracuse, Jim Boeheim jumped in his car and was heading home and struck a pedestrian who was killed on I-690 in Syracuse. Apparently icy roads, and the pedestrian had gotten out of his vehicle and Boeheim just didn't see him or whatever, came up on it too quick. And they're labeling, he's been cooperative with authorities and they've already let him leave. But that's a horrible scene. You know, our own Brad Kellner saw a terrible accident here on 360 a year or so ago where a man lost his life and someone, you know, hit him and didn't see him in the dark.
BK was standing right there.
I was on the phone with him.
Yeah.
I was talking, if you don't remember that incident, which, gosh, it's just a terrible, it gives me chills every time I think about it, because Brad called me in my office and said, look, I'm going to be a little late. I just got rear-ended. And then he got out of his car to talk to the guy that rear-ended him, and another car came screaming up over the hill and in the pitch dark and didn't see it hit the car that hit him, which killed the guy in the car, which was a terrible scene. And Brad was just standing on the shoulder.
Yep.
On the phone with me. And, you know, terrible, terrible. Those things happen quick. Lives change quick. So, you know, be careful out there. And you really feel for BK, but you know, the family of the deceased. And now in this case, you feel bad for Jim Boeheim and that guy who just seems like he maybe had some car issues. And
yep.
You know, obviously, if you do it after a basketball game, it's 11, 12 o'clock at night and dark and terrible, terrible story to read this morning.
That's terrible for that program, terrible for that whoever that person was that died in his family and for Coach Boeheim. Not good.
Not good.
Looks like my guy Joel Embiid is going to miss a little time, too.
Shocking.
Just before the playoffs. We need a little bit of a rest here.
Well, look,
they're in the five hole.
People
right
say
now.
This too often. BK said it earlier, but he knows. When people say halfway point, look, NBA season is way past halfway. They have their All Star break in February, so they don't have to mess with the NFL's playoffs. If they actually had it, you know, there's 82 games in a basketball season. If they had the All Star break 41 games in mid season, they'd have it right in the middle of January, right early January, right in the middle of college football's playoff and. The NFL playoffs, they don't want to mess with that. So they put it in February where it's by itself and gets a lot of face time. But there's only 25 games left. That's it of the 82-game schedule. That's all they have left. So
I guess trying to get their rest.
Just don't roll off the tongue.
Huh?
post All-Star break just doesn't roll off the tongue.
Mm-mm.
They call it midseason.
Yeah, halfway point. No, we're way past halfway. We'll be in the playoffs here into April.
And it's good to hear LeBron has decided, hey, I'm ready to go play.
And he won't. The Lakers fans won't care, and well, the Kobe lovers will care because they're never going to like LeBron. But the NBA won't care if they make it in at the eighth seed and play Golden State in the first round.
They don't care.
That's all they're looking for.
As long as LeBron is playing.
And right now the Lakers are sitting in the 10 hole, but they're only a couple of games back of the LA Clippers, who they share the building with.
Spurs aren't doing very well.
Sacramento is right there in front of them, and then the Spurs are in the 7 hole, but they seem to be fading. Look, somehow the NBA will get the Lakers into the playoffs.
What are you talking about? They don't fix basketball games. How can you say they're going to find a way to get them in?
You're right. They don't.
No. LeBron is involved there. As I said, I saw LeBron.
There is no way. Unless he gets hurt, LeBron won't be in the. I mean, I guess there is a way, but find it hard to believe we'd have a LeBron-less postseason. Now, welcome to the Western Conference, LeBron. A lot of people have said for a long time that one of the reasons he's been in the finals so many years in a row, he's been
in
playing
the
in the East, and it's been so bad. Welcome to the Western Conference. It's deeper.
That dude, more LeBron, was on TV last night talking about one of his new game shows.
Oh, which one's this?
It's something to do. If you check it out, it's something to do with the contestants run 1 mile. And there's these weird obstacles on their way. I don't know if they get buzzed by drones or they drop.
That'd be cool. Laser beams?
Yeah. You only have to run a mile. But in between that mile run, there's all kinds of craziness that happens. This is a LeBron James deal.
Production.
He was there. It's a LeBron James production.
Well, he's got the show. What's the show he's already the producer of that's on NBC?
Atlanta or something?
The Wall. It's called The Wall.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, that's his show. And I would love to watch that show. Think about this. You got to run this race through obstacles, and then they're shooting laser beams at you that, like, electric shock you.
Well, I don't know if a drone comes and takes you off your feet or something.
It'd be great. Not kill you, just shock you.
It's coming on. It's
like
about
Bob
to be
Cole.
On.
Like Bob Cole, the time he wanted to get tased.
As long as it doesn't affect.
Do you get any like broomsticks or anything? Like any weapons of opportunity to defend yourself against these drones?
The videos that they showed, these people are like in track outfits. Like they're running. They have to get
a mile. It's not just running, right?
Oh no, there's a lot of running to do.
I want tasing going on. I want drone tasers. That would be wonderful.
I do too.
That would be phenomenal.
I do too.
Sign the waiver, please.
Golf carts that get in your way out of nowhere.
Yeah, it could be like Rex Chapman's Twitter account, blocker charge.
A part of it.
They run into fences and things pop up that they smash into. That'd be wonderful. I would watch that. This says call up Tim Donaghy. Yeah. Hopefully everybody's read that story on ESPN.com this week that takes you 2 years deep and tells the whole story of how Tim Donaghy and his Philadelphia mob buddies were fixing basketball games.
And that's a big time mob too.
That's your guys.
Got his CYO boys after him.
Well, you grow up with a guy, you get him. You know, what's the old fox in the chicken coop? You get the fox into the hen house, and
that's right.
Let's fix some games here. And that's the sense of the story. So, yeah, NBA didn't do that, but that was the lone wolf. But NBA's been known to pull a string or two to make certain things happen.
And we were talking about these shows here. I see that The Rock has a show, and I've actually tuned in to watch a little bit of that. It's a kind of strong man, strong woman deal where they have to do these crazy obstacles. I watched that goofy show that Ellen does.
Oh, my wife and kids love that game. Ellen's Game of Games.
I kind of like it a little bit. Ellen's it doesn't bother me.
Well, look, I mean, obviously the major networks these days
are struggling.
Well, they can't compete with Netflix and HBO. I mean, you know what HBO spends on Game of Thrones? I mean, are you kidding me? And that's a major motion picture several times over, the cost. So the major networks are going to try to make shows that people will watch that don't cost them any money.
Right.
Right? They don't have to pay casts, and they don't have to – it's cheap. Ellen doing a game show with a bunch of people to win $20,000 is not expensive on the big picture scale.
It looks like it is because of the things that happen to those
people.
They
make it look great, but in comparison to having to pay a whole – troop of actors and writers and everything that goes into a sitcom or a TV show that's well done, we'll just go ahead and play games and shoot
and have
people
you fall
with
off
tasers
the wall. Yeah.
And put masks on singers and have them sing.
God, don't please, Buck. Don't ever watch that again. I spent that and I'm never getting that time back. Oh, after I got through watching
I did see who the
Survivor.
I'm going to go ahead and spoiler alert this because none of our audience is watching this show. The masked singer last night, Unmasked, was Joey Fat One. Joey Fatone. The one of the Backstreet Kids.
One of the Backdoor Boys?
One of the belly bands. I don't know which one it was. Joey Fatone was the revealed masked singer last night.
You mean the chicken or whatever that thing was? The peacock? Who's the... Was he the peacock?
What was he?
It was a peacock.
No, he was the rabbit.
Oh. Well, I can't even say. I can't believe I'm even saying these things. Like the peacock,
he was the
rabbit.
Silly wabbit.
That is such a bad
and
show.
And his name does spell... And I'll give Joey Fatone this. He's done pretty well based on his boy band career. Because he now his name is actually Joey Fatone, but it spells Fat One. And he's actually opened a chain of hot dog stores called Fat Ones, which good for you. And he's gotten pretty fat, too.
I always look at these kind of shows as who's the judges. And when I see who the judges is, I can tell the show's going to be crap right off the bat.
Just don't watch them. Watch something good.
Like Survivor, yes.
Like I was watching the nature.
I was watching Survivor.
I'll tell you what I was watching last night. It had Austin Tentacles. Austin Ties. It was good. Plus, I was watching something on Nature Channel on the BBC that polar bears trying to eat seals. It was awesome. Oh, yeah, on icebergs. It was great. We'll be back. B&E on the Horn.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
The self-proclaimed award-winning program coming up next. Trey and BK through the midday. Rod Babers has his broadcast, which is always tremendous. Chad and Kevin this afternoon, equally tremendous. And then tonight, today is Thursday. That's Shaka Smart, Longhorn Weekly, talking Texas hoops. The week off, essentially. Not essentially, it's been the week off. They played Saturday. They don't play again until Saturday at Oklahoma. So Shaka will be weighing in with Craig Way from Pluckers down on campus. Remember, they taped that show at noon. So if you ever want to be a part of that show, go down and get some great wings, have lunch. They tape that show at noon on Thursdays and then air it. We air it in the evening. LHN airs it. So good stuff. And tonight also, Buck, the return of the NBA from the All-Star break. Six games on the slate, including the best of the bunch. How about Boston at Milwaukee? Got the Celtics who have been playing better of late. And Jason Tatum, who won the skills competition at the All-Star weekend.
Right.
Making the claim that the Celtics will be in the NBA Finals. Oh, yeah, Jason Tatum, talking big. They play Giannis and the Bucks tonight at 8 o'clock.
Me and my group with the process.
They play at 7 o'clock tonight.
We have something to say about that.
You also have Houston and the Lakers. Lakers and the Rockets. Lakers two back. Sacramento plays Golden State tonight, so that's pretty good basketball.
So LeBron James is going to cover Harden tonight and put a stop to all the madness. That's what it sounds like.
Come on,
that's what it sounds like.
Maybe they'll put.
Hey, LeBron's had 3 months off.
Well,
he should be ready to go.
Can James Harden score 30 or more again tonight?
On LeBron,
he's had that week off to rest that bum shoulder that he had,
which he really didn't need to be playing at the time. Just for the record,
well, we need those 30 points, even in blowout games. Make sure he's chucking it. Hey, how about this too? You know what I think I'm going to do tonight? I'm trying to think. I'm trying to decide if I'm going to go down and see Texas State hoops tonight. Bobcats. You know, I've become a frequent flyer at the Strahan Coliseum at Texas State.
I'm going to call you the AD, but you are now become the assistant AD down at Texas State.
No, that's my friend Don Coriel, who's one of the associate ADs. Great guy.
Is that Don Cornelius?
Not from Soul Train. Or Don Coriel, the former football coach. No, he is a great guy. Dr. Larry Tice, though, is the athletic director at Texas State. Well, Danny Casper's team is 21-5. They're on top of the Fun Belt Conference.
Yep.
So, and that's only about...
It's a big game tonight, too, by the way.
Yeah, Louisiana Monroe. It's only 15 minutes or so from the house, so I may go check that out tonight. I'll have a report if I make it out there this evening. You were right on the money, Buck. LeBron James does have a show that he's a part of that is airing on CBS beginning in late March called The Million Dollar Mile. You just said when you see judges how you rate a show, whether it's good or not. This show is hosted not by Ellen DeGeneres, but by Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow.
I see how he handles himself as the host of that. That'll be interesting.
Doesn't he have a baseball thing? They'll tape all these. It's already been taped.
Sure.
We know that. No, but here it is.
Does it tell you what they do? I mean,
here it is. The unprecedented television series event. Contestants have a chance to win $1 million every time they run the million-dollar mile. Standing in their way is the most challenging course ever designed by a group of elite athletes with one mission. Stop the contestants from winning the money.
Ooh.
Tim Tebow, the former college football champion and NFL quarterback, will serve as the host of the high-stakes physical competition series. Matt Money Smith, the voice of the L.A. Chargers play-by-play, and Maria Taylor from ESPN will serve as commentators.
You know who's showing for that, don't you? Terry, what's his name, office linebacker.
Terry Tate.
Terry Tate, office linebacker, needs to be a part of this.
That's kind of like it's a more serious version of the one. Remember when they used to get smashed? They'd like try to run the obstacle course over the water.
And I still watch that, reruns of that deal.
Get smashed in the face by these things. They show them in super slow.
I love it. I love it.
Those are great. All right, so yeah, bad TV shows on network television.
God, they're terrible.
Hey, Mr. 81.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Big Chest.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Big Shot 81 yesterday at Slick Rock. Have a great Thursday, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks for the buck-ons and the buck-offs and the conversation today. Bucky did predict there'll be two more freezes in Austin this year. Thank you, Wags. Great stuff. Thank you to David Pierce. Thank you to Wayne Miller.
Snowing in Vegas.
Pigs are about to fly out the windows. Good night, nurse. Have a wonderful Thursday. We'll do it again on a Friday. Trey and BK are next. Every hour podcast at hornfm.com.